And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. Yeah, I'm back. And we have a great, great show here for you this day after Thanksgiving in our week. And Captain Bram Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. We're going to be talking about all kinds of big fish.
Because
he catches some big fish, and he knows how to do it. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Today is going to be a great show. Been looking forward to doing this one for a while, but you don't, you know, when a guy's pushing the sticks and booking the people and putting them on board, it's hard to get a guy this busy on the show during the season. And man, I'm stoked. This is going to be a great show today.
We've been trying to get Captain Brandon Nelson in for a while, and finally the boat's tied up, and great to have you in here.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so tell us first of all about Lucky Bee Sport Fishing.
So Lucky Bee Sport Fishing, kind of the business came about 2 years ago, and we run a 36-foot yellowfin here out of Fisherman's Landing, and we're a full-service 4 to 6-pack charter boat. We do kind of what makes us, or what I like to say makes us a little bit different, is we do a little bit of everything, and we do that very well. So we'll go fish San Clemente Island for bass, and we can do that. We could go fish Tanner Bank, Cortez Bank for big bluefin and do that. We can run down the Mexican coast and fish bass on the coast, white sea bass, yellowtail, Coronado Islands, local offshore fishing. We do a little bit of everything on our boat, which I like is kind of the bread and butter for us.
Whatever the customer wants.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not holding your hat on, we only fish big tuna no matter what.
Yeah, no, we do what the customer wants, and we do what's best available given the conditions and the time of the year.
Even a little swordfish fishing.
We do swordfish. Yeah. We've caught a couple, but we've had some bites this year, but haven't connected yet.
Yeah, but you connected on plenty of big bluefin tuna.
We did, yeah.
What a year, man. Wow. What a year. Now,
you guys killed.
Not even saying that it's over, because it certainly isn't. I mean, there's still plenty of fishing, but as this like dust is settling, what a year, man.
Yeah.
So cool.
No, it's I'd say that period of kind of end of August into early October when the fish kind of started heading out to Tanner was some of the best fishing of this entire cycle.
Yeah, pretty unreal.
Mm, very.
So tell us what your tricks were. What made it happen on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing?
I mean, for us and I think a lot of operators, it's just getting out there and being aware of what's happening and finding those fish, whether it's breezers, fish on the sonar or the meter, just kind of knowing what the fish are doing during that kind of period and presenting the bait properly to them.
So. Yeah.
It's such a different thing that, you know, you're at the forefront of. I mean, this is a fishery that just for the history of our sport fishing was at a distance and a style of fishing that wasn't available on a trip of this length. You know what I mean? Like, this was, you don't go 75 miles or 90 miles or 100 miles when you sleep in your bed that morning and then you sleep in your bed again that night. Like, that just doesn't work. Like, that fishery wasn't a thing. And, you know, we're at the forefront of that being a thing now, and you very much at the seat of it. It's pretty, sure. It's pretty wild that, I mean, it's the same style of technique, sure, but, I mean, to do it in that shorter period of time, it's a different deal altogether.
No kidding.
No, yeah. That's what makes it kind of special for all of us is it's a 12-hour trip. We're leaving in the morning, and we're coming back sometimes before the sun comes down, but usually not.
Yeah.
But, we're sleeping in our bed every night.
Wow. So, and so what's that run like? How long does it take you from San Diego to get to Tanner Bank, say?
So it's all dependent on the weather. I'd say on a good day it's 2.5-3 hours. On a kind of bumpy day it's 4 hours.
But throttle back like 30 knots and stuff.
we run if the weather's nice we run 40-45 miles an hour.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Wow. So running on that boat. So you're running a triple Verado outboards, right?
Yeah, triple 300 Verados.
And that thing that 36 Yellowfin is so stable in the water.
Huh? It is. It's kind of the bread and butter offshore boat for Yellowfin. It's their flagship model, the 36. It's built to run in big water. It's built to go fast. It's been around for a while.
And it's so, I don't know, it's sexy looking. What more can you call it than that? Like, it's just, it has very unique lines.
Sure.
It's not like a bunch of straight lines. Like, there's some very cool looking, heavy duty commercial boats that are badass because they're so, you know, stout and straight. This is not that. It's just so sleek looking. It looks like it's going 100 miles an hour when it's tied up. You know, it really does. It's a great looking ride.
Yeah, I mean, everybody runs whatever boat they run for their own reasons. We picked Yellowfin for a number of reasons, one being honestly the best looking boat on the water. Second being just the overall layout of the boat. It's simple, easy to work on, not a whole lot of moving parts, and the value of the boat is tremendous.
Yeah, and you used to work for Sea Keeper. You used to run the Sea Keeper boat.
Yep.
You have a Sea Keeper on it?
I do not.
Not yet.
Yeah. Keyword yet.
Yeah, I'll bet.
But I know on your big boat you have a Sea Keeper.
We do.
You wouldn't go fishing without it, right?
Honestly, not anymore.
No.
The thing makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome, for sure. So your typical clientele, how do they book a trip, and what's a typical day when you're going tuna fishing?
You can find us on my website, luckybeesportfishing.com. We're on the Fisherman's Landing website as well. You can call the office at Fisherman's Landing and talk to them about us through that. But if you give me a call, text, I'll get back to you during the season. If it's it'll be usually the next day, but if it's now, I'll get right back to you.
Yeah.
We book a trip. We're leaving out of Fisherman's Landing. Depends on what's going on, but in the morning sometime, 6, 7, or 8, and we're running out to wherever the fish are.
And you'll often base that based on where the fish are and whether it's more important to be there early or be there in the end. Like this year, there was so much afternoon fishing. That was kind of the norm of doing almost gentleman's hour departure so that it extended your PM time rather than, no reason to get out there early to wait for the conditions to build.
Yep. So, like Rick said, most of the time the best fishing is from the early afternoon on to sunset. So we're generally allotted only 12 hours with one captain, so we need to kind of base our departure times on that, give us enough time in the afternoon and the evening to make a catch and get back to the dock.
Sure. Yeah, that's a big run, too, for you.
It is. I mean, there's...
For anybody,
for
a long way.
It's, I mean, these are... And for us, leaving out of San Diego, we don't have the luxury of moving the boat to Oceanside or Dana Point or Newport. We're running into a head sea 90% of the time.
Yeah, but there home is easier.
Yeah, and there again, that was why you picked that hull. Like, you picked a boat that, you know, that was designed for that, so.
Yep, yeah. The Elephant can do it. Just she'll break before, or will break before she will.
What was it like getting that boat ready for here? Because, I mean, that's a boat that is very common in Florida, but there's different bait systems and different towers and different things. Like, was there a big process making it, you know, right for a charter boat for San Diego? And, like, what were the things you had to do to make it that way?
Definitely. So we were very fortunate that that boat was actually here on the West Coast where we purchased it. But once we got the boat, we ran it for a season and decided, all right, this is some of the things we needed to do. Obviously, the main thing being the second station. That higher vantage point makes all the difference in the world 90% of the time for the types of fishing that we're doing, being able to sea breezers, birds, kelps, stuff like that. And then the second kind of trickier thing for these East Coast boats is the bait systems. They're not designed to hold sardines, anchovies like we have here, a much more delicate bait that we have compared to back east. Their baits are a lot more hardy. So what we did is we added a sea chest, which the Yellowfins are a double-stepped hull. They're designed to ride on a pad of air. And what that does is creates a lot of air bubbles in your bait systems as the boat's running. And the sea chest kind of takes that away. It brings water into the sea chest and pumps from the bottom, pushing the air to the top. So just giving you clean water through your bait system lines the whole time.
Oh.
So if you had a traditional, for this, you know, would just be a through hull. It's a hole through the bottom of the boat, and the pump just grabs water out of that hole.
Exactly.
But because there's a lot of air bubbles, you would be sucking air in addition to that.
Exactly. Yes.
So you basically pump it into a box. That box is full of nice clean water, and then it goes from the box to the bait system.
To the bait system. Okay. Yeah. And it has valves and stuff, which allows us to kind of feather the fill rates and stuff, which makes a huge difference for our bait.
And it works.
It does.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It works good. The bait systems, the way they're designed, the plumbing and the shape of the tanks, they're still not West Coast tanks.
Yeah.
But they get the job done, no problem.
You can get out there with some good bait.
Yeah.
So what was the hot bait? What was the hot setup for catching bluefin this year? Was it the kite? Was it?
Yeah, we caught 100% of our bluefin on the kite, or our big bluefin on the kite.
100%.
Yeah, we didn't. There were some fish to be caught trolling lures way back and stuff, but we caught all of our fish on the kite, either a frozen flying fish or a California flyer.
Oh, okay. Caught a lot on the California flyer.
We did catch a lot on the California flyer this year, which was fun. That's a great bait.
Yeah.
It has its time and place, but it's a fun bait to fish.
What is the time and place for the California flyer?
You know, I think anytime you're, like, in a drift or slow trolling the bait around when you have some good texture on the water, good wind, because I do believe that the fish in those light wind conditions, they can see little things, little discrepancies. So day in and day out, I'd fish a frozen just because it looks the most real. But there's times when the California will outfish the frozen, too.
Wow. But a little more texture than...
Yeah, texture, ruffled up water, when you're able to get the bait way away from the boat.
Uh-huh.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's good. And what about, I mean, of course, sport boats were big on the flatfall at night. That wasn't your deal, right?
You know, we're not out there at night.
Yeah.
So there's still some jig fish to be had during the day, but that's a whole nother kind of system and kind of deal to go through when you're running the kite and stuff. So we didn't do a whole lot of that.
How do you know when you're in the area where you need to get that kite out?
I mean, there's lots of indications. Anytime you're seeing fish visually or on your meter, whether you're seeing fish kind of in schools or packs on the meter, or you're seeing breezers or fish blown out on the surface.
Yeah, that's one of those things that it's on you going out for the day. So, you know, I mean, obviously, you know where you want to start. You have the advantage of you're out there every day, so you kind of know where it was. But once you get to the general zone, like, what are those cues that, you know, you decide from, okay, I'm at the speed where I'm cruising and looking, to, okay, I want to put it out. Like, do you always wait until, you know, do you put it out when you think you're going to get a bite? Do you wait until you're in a general area? Like, okay, well, there's a few meter marks one's going to swim under the boat. Like, how do you make that call? I mean, I know that's the million-dollar question, but...
That is the million-dollar question, and there's areas that are just going to be wolf packs, and then there's areas where there's what we call the meat. And generally, you want to be in the meat, but some days you can't find it.
Yeah.
So whenever you're seeing fish, whether it's a little bit or a lot, get a bait out. Have a bait in the water. If you're confident enough to get a bite, there's enough fish in the area, either walk the bait around or just set up a drift for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, see if a fish finds you.
It's such a, again, it's such a unique fishery that one bite makes the day. You know what I mean? Like, that's it. Obviously, you'd love it. You know, you have the big score, and, you know, we see, like, the big Instagram photos of Brandon with, you know, six big giant tuna on the boat and all that stuff. But one fish makes a day for everybody. It's such a team effort, and it's such a big thing that it's like you're – it's just the epitome of trophy hunting. Like, you're shooting for one, and if you get the one, it's a total success.
Absolutely.
You know?
And we've been spoiled a little bit the last 2 years catching multiple or a couple handfuls of these big fish. One of these fish is a fish of a lifetime.
Yeah, no question. Yeah. And is there a time? Is it like when bite time is happening? Are you like, okay, we got to get another bait out kind of thing?
Yeah, if we slide on a school and we get a bite right away on a breezer or a big meter mark and that fish sticks under the boat, there's opportunity as long as that fish is around and under the boat to catch as many as you want to catch.
Yeah.
During times.
But you're right, though. That brings up a good point. You know, I mean, it might be different for you versus somebody that's just fishing with their buds. Like, are you better off always hooking as many as you possibly can? Or with such a big fish, are you better to just like, hey, we're attached, let's focus? Like, what do you think? And then also maybe what do you recommend for somebody that's not in your level of shoes, you know?
Sure. I mean, as long as I'm on the boat and I have a competent crew member, well, let's hook as many things as we can. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How many, what's the most you've had going at once?
We had four going this year.
Four big ones going? Yeah.
That's so rare.
Yeah, that was crazy, but I mean, if it's going to bite, it's going to bite. You don't get these kind of opportunities every day.
I'll bet. You looking at those things not biting all the time, I'm sure you're like, I'm going to stick it to this thing as best I can. That's cool.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up today. A lot of talk about catching big bluefin tuna. Probably help you out on your own boat. Brandon's been out there all year long getting fish and can give you some assistance in catching some fish.
Yeah, no doubt. And don't miss this guy on everything else, too. Like you were saying, calico bass fishing and yellowtail. It's just going to be a great show, a very well-rounded guy. And we're stoked to have Captain Brandon in the studio this morning talking fishing and talking to you. And that's exactly what we want to do. We just want to talk to you this morning. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Or you can text the show. That's been a new option that's been super fun here for Let's Talk Hookup. It's only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download and a great way to listen to archive shows. If you miss part of the show or you've got to step out and you want to catch it, it's a very easy way to listen to past shows via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a totally free download from your Android or your iPhone device, and the only way that you can text your questions to Brandon. Not only are we going to be talking fishing, talking Lucky Bee today, we have also got such a killer prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a brand new handmade custom Anza fillet knife, a very, very high-end tool that you will have for a lot of years to come. They make the best fillet knives in the whole world, and sure appreciate that from our good friends of the crew over at Anza.
Yeah, and they're going to be at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show today at the Orange County Fairgrounds. Heidi and Donald will be there, so be sure if you're up there and going to the gun show, be sure to see the Anza fillet knife booth.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, again,
Anza knife booth. They carry all of military and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's really cool. Again, great show coming. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090. We're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of catch reports. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
If you are going fishing on your trailer boat, make Summit Gasoline your first stop. Easy in and out with your trailer with almost 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena parking lot. Summit has what you need. Gourmet coffee, beer, ice, bait, fishing license, discount San Diego and Mission Bay live bait certificates, and the lowest price on gas. For a limited time, tell them you heard this, and you will get 100 pounds of ice free with a minimum of 35-gallon purchase. You heard right. light, 100 pounds of ice, free. There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Easy access to Dana or Shelter Island launch ramp, Summit caters to boats and trailers. Try them once, and you'll be back. Live bait certificates at a discount, beer, coffee, food, ice, and the lowest gas prices. It's your first stop before fishing. 100 pounds of ice, free with a minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline, easy in and out with your boat and trailer and more at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop, like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs, featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop, right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090, or shoot us those texts on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, get on the Let's Talk Hookup app, text the show, listen to archives, all that good stuff. Great to have Brandon here and talking some fishing, and he's a wealth of knowledge. So you want to talk about calico bass, or you want to talk about big bluefin, yellowtail, more, he's got it all for you. So let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it. We're going to start this morning with Don. Don's calling us from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Taking my call, and Pete, it's great having you back on the show.
Thanks. It's great to be back, Don.
I bet it is, my friend. My wife had the same type of surgery 4 years ago, and it really helped. Hey, Brandon, since you run a center console type boat, and you're running really fast out to the Outer Banks, what kind of gear weather protection standpoint do you recommend that your guests bring with them to kind of handle anything, weather, you know, rough, hot, whatever?
Good question. Yeah, that's a great question. We're affiliated, and we use all of AFCO kind of gear. Honestly, it's the best gear for what we use and what we're doing. Any of their kind of outerwear suits, like the Hydronaut is kind of a warmer one. But we use Anhydrous, which is kind of a great multi-purpose, whether it's warm, cold, very water resistant. But those are really expensive, unfortunately. But any kind of just good water resistant, water protective outerwear gear, kind of suit, bib and jacket deal is what we recommend people to bring, just to give them the best experience possible.
Do you have gear on the boat if somebody doesn't bring the proper gear?
We might have an extra jacket or something, but we don't provide these sets.
Yeah. But like you say, AFCO makes all the right stuff for fishermen.
They're SoCal guys. They know what we're going through, what we're doing. So it's the best product, and that's what we all use.
And they have that new outerwear.
The barrier.
The barrier.
Yeah, that's going to be a really nice suit.
Next step above, right?
It's it's going to be everything that anhydrous was and then some, and cost still in that same world, even coming down some. And then they've got a couple of really good, like what the level of anhydrous was when it came out, now down to, in the $100 price world. Like, yeah, new suits that are super, super affordable, but that new barrier is going to be, that's the
And it's
ticket.
Coming out here this.
I was just talking to Maddie about it. Yeah, like anhydrous 2.0 is still very much available, but that barrier, I think, comes out in January.
Yeah.
I love the now-ish.
Stuff. Yeah,
it's good stuff.
It's great.
Yeah, and of course, you're wearing the Horizon Fleece, so am I wearing the Horizon Fleece.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's such a great, that Horizon Fleece is such a great jacket
I
for
wear
all around.
It everywhere, yeah.
Because it's windproof, waterproof,
yeah.
It's warm,
it's great.
Comfortable.
Yep.
Yeah. It does the job.
And it also doesn't look like just a salty boat jacket either.
Right,
you know what I mean? Like, there's outer water that, like, it has its place at the Tanner Bank, but when you want to step off the boat and, whatever, run into the grocery store to grab something, it's still like a regular everyday wear stuff. Yeah, they kill it.
Yeah.
On a center console, you need to be...
Yeah,
have your gear.
Yeah, be
right?
ready
Layers.
For be ready for the worst, and just scale down if you have to.
Yeah, but that boat you run is not wet.
Not at all. Honestly,
I was going to ask you about that. Like, how does a center console is always going to be a center console. How does the spray and people and.
I mean, so I've run the boat for 2 years now, and we don't have curtains, which if we needed them, I would get them.
Right.
And we don't have them, so the only time we're getting wet is 15 to 20 knots out of the west, and we can't run over 30 miles an hour. So if we can go over 30 miles an hour, we can outrun the spray. But anytime we can't go that fast is the only time we're getting wet, which, in all honesty, I can count on the number on my hand, the time we've gone.
What
wet.
A unique scenario. Like, going over 30 is way more comfortable than going under.
Yep.
What a trip.
And that's the way those boats are designed.
They're
the
designed.
Faster you go, the smoother it is.
Exactly.
Right?
That is wild.
Yeah.
What about seating and things like how do, you mentioned having multiple people, like how does like the comfort level work when you're running in and out to the bank?
Yeah. So we have a front console for two seats, then the captain and mate chairs, and then a rear seat for two seats. And then we carry four beanbags as well. So we just stash the beanbags in the corners and guys go to sleep.
you could put any seat you want on a boat.
Yep.
Never will it be as comfortable as a marine beanbag.
You wake up, like, all right, 2 hours later, oh man, that was the best nap ever.
We always joke on our boat too, like, especially if somebody hasn't been there, like, whoever gets a beanbag, like, dude, you be prepared, you're gonna have a drool puddle on your shoulder like when you wake up. No matter what, that's the spot.
Comfort
for sure.
Station.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then, well, what a nice deal, because then when your fishing time comes, you can just throw those things out of the way.
Plop them up, throw them out of the way, and you got the full 360 walk-around deck space.
That's cool.
Well, a couple of big birthdays today. Captain Frank Lopresti.
Hey, you're right on.
Happy birthday,
Frank.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And John Christensen from
Portland. Oh, right on.
His happy birthday.
Mr. C.
Yeah, and both those guys, big parts of
no doubt.
Sport fishing. And, of course, Frank, my gosh, I think Frank's 78 today.
That's rad.
Guys, he's like a Superman.
He's a badass, man. There's nothing more you can say than that. Still runs the boat absolutely all the time.
Yeah.
When Frank's in town, we see him at the landing absolutely every single day. Has his pulse on it. He's still the guy that you ask when there's any type of. I mean, he is the man, and
yeah,
I'm
man.
Like, I know I'm very honored to have him be in our world and partner in the tackle store. And he's the man, no doubt.
Frank is.
Happy birthday, Frank.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Happy birthday, John and Frank, for sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it, buddy. Tom from University City is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Tom, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I actually have two questions. One is just about lobster fishing. I wanted to ask, how long do you soak the traps? And the second question is, it's like if you had the Freeman and then out to the Tanner Brink at the same time, who would get there first? Because I know there's a Freeman at Fisherman's Landing, too.
Yeah.
Sure.
On an Hayward's boat, yeah.
Yeah. I'll answer your first question about the lobster fishing. We soak our traps anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. Just depends on kind of the crawl. But kind of 45 minutes is a good given rate.
Do you do some lobster fishing for customers?
We have taken customers in the past, and we do it for fun, too, just fishing in the bay here. And then every once in a while we'll run up to Catalina and do that kind of deal. Your question about the Freeman versus the Yellowfin, honestly, both great boats, top of the line, at the best of their game. Just both different deals. It'd be a close match, the 36 versus the 34. Honestly, I couldn't say. couldn't say who would beat it.
And you get to the top level of anything, whether it be a top level of sports car or a top level of fishing reel or top level whatever. Like when you're talking about the highest end products from the highest end manufacturers, there is no, well, this one's better and it's better, sure, for that reason. There's always going to be things that one does better than the other on, exactly, on all the way around. But like,
yeah,
you say,
exactly,
you're talking premium yeah, product from, yeah, the premium manufacturer.
Exactly. Top of the line versus top of the line. It would honestly probably be a matter of minutes, whoever won.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's talk for a second about how you rig your dead flyers, your frozen flyers.
Okay.
There's a lot of methods. You see a lot of guys, you know, using wire sticks. What do you guys do?
We keep it easy. We just use the stick.
Just a skewer?
Yeah, skewer. Mm-hmm. And then we
through the wing?
Through the, yeah.
The body. And the
through wing. The body, the top of the body there, and then just zip ties on each end. And we vary between the extended and kind of
scoped back,
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, scoped back, which is kind of, they both get bit very well.
Yeah.
Just kind of a preference for whoever's running the boat or whatever. And then we just use your typical J hook with the treble hook,
yeah,
as our.
Put the J hook right in front of the wing there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on the wing, and we go, what is it, vertical or horizontal instead of the other way.
Other way.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Sideways.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the treble hook in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you guys need it on the application that you're at because you've got the kite and the balloon and all that kind of stuff. But do you ever experience or have any time working with, you know, they call it the backpack rig or the float rig, where you'll add some type of, you know, flotsam to the back of a flyer?
We've messed around with it and we've caught some fish on it. I'd say definitely it helps in light wind conditions when that bait kind of wants to roll,
okay,
over, when the kite doesn't have enough lift to kind of push everything up.
Yeah,
it definitely helps, and it definitely has a time and place, but it's just another added kind of rigging,
mm-hmm,
more time to rigging.
Yeah,
but it definitely works. We've, yeah, caught fish on it.
Have you? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when you're deploying, mm-hmm, how far out are you deploying?
You know, I like to fish. It depends on what's happening. If they're biting or if it's kind of a pick or scratch day, but I like to fish that thing far. I like to
far.
Get it away from the boat. And I'm a big proponent of walking it around if it's kind of still conditions or light wind. Just give that thing a little bit of movement.
Keeping it moving a little
just
bit.
Just so the fish can't hone in on it when, if it's just sitting there. They can see stuff, I believe. They can see the line. They can see little imperfections in the bait.
Yeah.
If it's walking and moving, it doesn't give them as much time to kind of key in and say, oh, that looks weird.
There was a video, this is years ago, that the XL had from, you know, we're talking back in the Clarion Island days, where somebody strapped one of those, like, water wolf-type cameras below a flying fish. You know, this is, like, 20 years ago. And you can see there's, like, a pack of, like, you know, and it could be completely different from the bluefins that we're catching now, but you can see a pack of, like, six fish literally swimming under that thing. And I mean, because, you know, Clarion, perfect blue water and, you know, in high sunny sky. And you, like, you can see those things swimming around it. And then you'll watch them swimming around. And then, like, the deep boils happen. And, like, not one of them willing to commit. And then eventually,
mm-hmm,
one bites it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
there's no doubt that those things were all just sitting under that thing looking,
yep,
at it. Where
watching it.
If it were a live one and it tried to kick away, all six fish would try,
yeah,
to eat it. But you know what I mean? It was, obviously, it was good enough that, you know, it worked and,
yeah,
they
sure
caught the fish. But, like, those things were sitting there looking at it. And it was the condition you're describing, that, like,
right,
slick
yep,
grease calm where there's no texture, there's no nothing, like everything that's out there,
yeah,
is out there for them to see.
Funny enough, we were at Tanner and filming another TV show, and we had a drone above the flyer, the same thing you described. There's fish deep rolling and shining,
oh, no
on
kidding,
it, and eventually, like you said, one of them comes up and eats it.
Just
but there's 10, 20 fish looking at it, swirling on it, rolling on it, swimming away before one.
No kidding.
Wow.
So how cool.
We have that on drone, which is going to be out next year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
So somehow you got to tantalize that thing enough to make them eat it.
Yeah, and it, just like we said, it wasn't slick calm, but it was 5 knots of wind, just,
yeah,
barely a trickle.
Just
and,
enough.
Yeah, just enough.
Which you gave away something earlier there when you were talking about, you know, depending on how we fish it, you know, you talked about fishing the bait. It's not necessarily a, you know, hey, put it back there and just leave the rod in the rod holder,
sure,
and wait for a big fish to climb,
mm-hmm,
on.
Sure, there are times when it's like that. You just send it out there, put it in the rod holder and wait. But there are more times than not, you need to have that rod in your hand, fishing it, reeling it up the slack, dropping it, making it splash, do whatever just to cause some sort of commotion to get a bite.
We see it a lot on our boat when we have maybe somebody that's not, you know, hasn't done it a ton, but with the rod and reel being in your hand, you're still making minute movements enough. Even if you're not trying to do it right, you're still moving it. Mm-hmm. If you're just, you know, if you're holding that rod and reel and, you know, trying to keep up with the slack and the knot, even if you aren't doing a good job of that, you're still twitching the wing and you're moving the bait and you're pushing it forward a couple inches, and maybe that's the difference.
Give them that little tantalizer.
Yeah,
just
totally.
One little thing that just like flips a switch and makes them go.
One of them's got to, you know, I'm going to eat that thing before this guy does. Like, I'm going to grab
competition,
that.
Competition,
Yeah. That's cool.
For sure. Well, let's find out what's biting down in the bar.
You got it. It's time for the Catch Report with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Today, this Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerkied fish. Their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, that famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. They're now open at their new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. You can call for details, order online at fishermansprocessing.com, and if you're smart, you'll take advantage of that holiday special.
Yeah, they've got that holiday special for now through December. They have, and then they have that party platter special like Ricky was talking about last weekend. But tomorrow, for today, Small Business Saturday, you can also get three rubs for $20 or 10 rubs for $60. That's a pretty good deal.
That's awesome.
And that's a great way to stocking stuffers, presents for coworkers. I mean, they'll love those Fisherman's Processing rubs. And then Cyber Sunday, they'll be offering 10% everything. Just use the code Cyber Sunday, your coupon code, if you do it online. So be sure to check that out at fishermansprocessing.com.
You got
great
it.
Deals.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, hey, let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda, standing by. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Pete, I got a question for you.
Yes, cast man.
Hey, man, were you able to manage those stairs all the way up there, or did Ricky have to piggyback you up there?
I'm doing stairs fine. Yeah, I've been doing stairs for the last couple of weeks, but it's just the inflammation. The pain's starting to go away, and things are on. I'm making progress, Cass, man. I'll be able to keep up with you soon.
Hey, let me tell you, you're a lot tougher than I am, man. Me and pain don't do well. So.
Getting better.
Yeah, well, the reports that I'm getting, you know, are, like I say, they're not many because of the fact that for some reason, this COVID stuff is still lingering regarding fish reports. But I do have reports from San Jose del Cabo and then also down from Ixtapa Zihuatanejo. And down in San Jose del Cabo, still no tuna. I don't know what the heck happened, but those guys just seem to disappear. You know, those local banks up there, the Iman, the San Luis, the Vinorama, always holding tuna this time of year. Not a tuna to be had. It's just like, boom, what happened? But still catching Dorado. Billfish, good billfish bite on stripers. A few blues mixed in, a few sails. Excuse me. And also the Sierras are now, you know, that's a great winter fishery along the beaches there. The Sierra are in pretty good. And then, of course, we're looking at the bottom species there, the Cabrilla and the Pargo and those Huachinangos and so forth. But, yeah, Pete, I just don't know what the heck's going on with that tuna. This is normally a great, great time for tuna. Jumping down to Ixtapa Zihuatanejo, which is, you know, one of our premier winter fishing destinations. Things are picking up down there. Sales are starting to come in pretty good numbers there. Not quite a one per boat per day release, but, you know, it'll get better as we get into January, February, and March. And, of course, they are getting Dorado and kind of a premier destination for rooster fish along the beaches there, doing well on the roosters. And of course the Jack Crevel, those ones that are going, you know,
it's like we might have lost cast there, but certainly some great fishing going on. And you know, like I said, odd that we're still talking about that lack of tuna, but
you got your back
beach
cast?
Fishing.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. All right,
you got me.
Yeah, we got you. Yeah, but
okay.
Sounds like, you know, just there's places to go and places to fish, right?
Oh, yeah. Sun's shining, man. You know, beer and cold. So.
Exactly.
Time to get on
anyway,
a trip with Cast Tours. How do we do that?
Well, give us a call at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I do want to make one more announcement. I have two spots that opened up on our Let's Talk Hookup Pesca Panama trip. April 23 to 30.
Whoa.
Fabulous time. Fabulous time for the tuna. They do have tuna down there, a big tuna.
Yeah.
But
that's probably prime time for a pesca Panama. Good. Such an awesome trip.
Yeah. So anyway, anybody wants to book a trip, give us a call at Cass Tours, 800-593-6510. And hopefully I'll have a little better report next Saturday.
All right. Sounds like a plan, Cass, man. Appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, boys.
Thanks, Cass. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more text messages. We got Catch Report and a lot more with Captain Brandon Nelson. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 Freeway on Main Street in Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
You know, we're talking about catching big bluefin, and there's nothing better than using Shimano gear on the big bluefin. And Brandon, what do you use?
We are a Shimano boat, so
yeah.
We all Talikas for the big stuff. Talika,
yeah.
25s and 50s.
Talika 25s and 50s, wow.
Yep.
And there's nothing like it, right?
No, it fits in your hand grip, smooth, plenty of drag, gets the job done on every occasion.
You hook one on that Talika 50, you got him,
he's
right?
Coming to the boat.
Yeah.
He's coming to the boat.
Turn the handle and get that thing in, right?
Yep.
You know, the thing that we don't talk about all the time is just the durability of that reel. You know, Pete and I, you know, we'll use ours a few trips a year, that thing on his boat, that's getting fished every single day.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a flash forward to the future of your reel. You know, one season on a charter boat like that is more time than we're going to put in an all year long, and those reels, just they take it. They just take whatever you put at them.
How long do you have to take them before you take them in for service?
This is our second season.
Hasn't
happened yet.
Wow.
Zero failures, and we're going to service them this year, but we've had zero failures and
caught a lot of big fish.
Caught a lot of big fish.
That's rad.
So Talika, the Talika line of reels from the 50 down to the 8, the 10, all of them. You got to have them in your arsenal. Shimano at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing. If you want to get in on the fun, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or, again, shoot us a text via that Let's Talk Hookup app.
You were talking about a video you did. So tell us about that. How do we look at it?
Oh, dude.
Sure.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, dude.
So last year, 2020, we filmed an episode of Sport Fishing Television. It's titled Homecoming. It's on YouTube, also on Discovery. But you can find it on YouTube, Sport Fishing Television Homecoming.
Sport Fishing Television Homecoming.
Yeah, the episode's called Homecoming. It's all about kind of the return of these bluefin from 100 years ago to now. And then we filmed another episode for the same production in October, and we had fantastic fishing for big bluefin. Just incredible fishing, great footage, just it's going to be an all-time production.
Really?
The one that we that already is out, you know, that we've seen, like, it's so cool to see. Because, I mean, it's not that there's anything wrong with it, but it's not like Buds with a GoPro. I mean, it's a full-on, very, very high-end, sport fishing TV, you know, like, you know, from the magazine. And it is ridiculously cool.
So the new one is not out yet?
Not yet. We filmed that one in October. I believe it'll air sometime in the spring.
Okay.
That's cool. Yeah. And that's the one you're talking about. You had drone footage of, like, the...
Yeah, we got drone footage of fish rolling on the bait, looking at it, shining, and then finally committing. And we got some really good takes of it, actually, on the regular camera of it eating and stuff. So.
Wow. What did you learn from that drone footage? I mean, the fish...
Yeah, no, totally,
you know,
right.
Did you learn stuff like, you know, it doesn't look like the fish are there, but they're there. Huh?
Sure, sure. It's actually funny. So we're fishing the kite, and we have the premise of this season for that episode or that TV show is that they're bringing other captains from major sport fishing industries to other parts of the world, and kind of, so it's called transplanting. So I had a captain from Venice, Louisiana, who they fish big yellowfin, swordfish. They brought him out to fish with me, and we did the whole bluefin program. And he was fishing the bait, and I got him pretty up to snuff pretty quick, so he was good enough to fish. And he was fishing the bait and the kite, and I'm always up in the tower looking at the bait in the dry rows, and they have the drone over it. And the drone operator goes, "There's fish under the bait." And I'm looking at it in the dry rows. I'm like, "What? There's fish under the bait." He says, "I can see them rolling and shining. We can't see them with the naked eye. I can't see them with the dry rows."
No kidding, really?
He's like, "There's fish under the bait." Sure enough, boom, eats it, smashes it.
Sick.
So it was really cool to see. And what that tells us is there's fish looking at that. If you're in an area where there's fish, there's probably fish looking,
fish
at, your
looking
bait.
At your bait.
Yeah, whether they're eating it or committing or whatever, there's fish around.
Yeah, pretty interesting.
Oh, that's cool.
It's awesome.
Have to check that out.
Yeah. And then coincidentally enough, so transplanting is the whole premise of the season for this year. Next week, I'm going to North Carolina to fish for giant bluefin in Morehead City.
Cool. Yeah, I was going to say, do you ever get to go fish for these guys?
So I'm going to Morehead City next week to fish for giant bluefin, which
that'll be cool.
Going to be awesome.
Where in their season is, I mean, is this is this the time to be there?
Cool. So it's kind of November to January is their big bluefin season.
Rad.
So I've been watching Jackie's Instagram, and they've been catching some big ones.
Sick.
That'll be fun. You have to give us a report.
Yeah, totally.
Definitely.
Hey, if you want to get through, your chance to win an Anza Filet Knife, handmade Anza Filet Knife, 213-432-1090, a line open there. And then also text the show. Just go to our Let's Talk Hookup app, get a text through, and you have a question for Brandon. He's a wealth of knowledge. He's caught a lot of big bluefin, a lot of yellowtail, a lot of calico bass. He can fill you on tips and techniques from your own boat or sport boat.
I'm just waiting for you to pry red fishing info out of
Everything
I see on Instagram is handfuls of 5-pound red. Whenever you're ready to peel that out of him, I'm standing by. I just want to make that known just fine. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090. Let's jump into the phones and talk to Daniel. He's calling us from Rancho Cucamonga this morning. What's up, Daniel? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Yeah, my question is for Matt. And what kind of knot should I use in case I forget my pliers and my equipment for those big bluefin tunas? It's a straight knot.
You're talking in heavy line, like a good knot to tie in, extra heavy line, 130-pound, 200-pound, that kind of thing?
Right, in heavy line. Yes, on heavy line.
I'd probably defer that question to Rick. We don't do a lot of tying. All of our stuff is crimping pretty much.
You do a lot of crimping.
Yeah.
Yeah. It depends again on what, if it's a, any knot that you tie will work. A San Diego knot is, you are very still capable of tying that in 200 pound. The problem with it is it's extremely bulky, and it's really big. Will it hold? It absolutely will. So if it's a, if it's a kite type scenario where you're just needing to tie your kite clip or, your like snap swivel down, you could still certainly do that. With that said, heavy line knot for me, I like the trilene knot. It's small, and even with 130 and 150 pound, when you're sardine fishing, it's a small knot that you can tie well. That Springer knot would be another
be
another one of those. Just something a little more low profile, because in that big line, you're right, it's not real easy to tie. San Diego is one that you probably know, and it will definitely work as long as you don't need to worry about any type of stealth. Because when you tie a San Diego in 130 or 200 pound, that's a big old knot. You got an inch of knot, sticking off the reel there. But trilene is my go-to.
So why does somebody who likes to fish heavy line need to learn how to crimp? Well, that's important, isn't
it? Sure.
Yeah. What are the techniques on proper crimping?
I mean, I'll take it just for the quick tackle star one. The biggest thing is, you know, utilizing appropriate size crimp to the size line you're using.
Like, how do you know that? Yep. What's appropriate size?
You're right. It's by fit and by feel, and it's not by label. You know, because every mono and fluorocarbon manufacturer, they make difference. I mean, look at our favorite. Look at Seaguar. You know, the difference between 100-pound Seaguar Premier and 100-pound Blue Label are completely different crimps.
Right.
So if you just went to the rack and you bought 100-pound crimping sleeves, well, which 100 is it right for? So having a small variety of crimps, you know, the bags of crimps that we use are around $10 for a bag or a box, and there's probably 4 or 5 sizes that we use. So you can completely outfit yourself for the entire season for $50 worth of crimp sleeves. You can buy a tool from anywhere from, you know, $25 to $100. So for $150, you can have completely set up with all your crimping things. And you want a sleeve basically that fits your mono. If you're using a Genkai style sleeve, which is an oval, you pass your line through it and then back in, it's like one single hole. Or one of the double barrel size crimps.
Which one is better, the single or the double?
I think it's just like a lot of those things. You couldn't say one is better. I'll just use this for our customers' sake. Every one of our long range boats uses the oval style Genkai commercial crimps. Everyone,
that's like the silver crimp.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, silver aluminum crimp. Every one of our highest end yacht style things. We're talking unlimited budgets, the Pete Grosbecks and the Steve Ladd, you know, like, almost all of those guys use the double barrel black crimp. Who's to say, you know, no one's saying that, you know, hey, Pete's wrong and Bill Kavanaugh's right or vice versa. You know what I mean? Like, again, appropriately, fit is everything. And what you want is basically the smallest sleeve that you can fit your material through. So grab the crimp sleeve, and if your line goes through it, well, then grab the next one, the next size down. And if your line won't go through it, then you've got the right sleeve. And if it will, just keep going down. So, you know, it only takes 3 or 4 different sizes, and you just want to be the tightest fit that you can push that line through.
And then how hard do you squeeze?
Right now, I don't squeeze very hard at all.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to say half again as hard as a firm handshake. You're not trying to blow out the tool as hard as you can. You know, I mean, appropriate fit sleeve in the right jaws of the crimp tool does not need to be like, you know, you're not smashing that thing for all it's worth. You can for sure over crimp something.
Yes.
You know, you can squeeze too hard, and now you've taken the material that was, you know, 200-pound diameter, and you've smashed it down to 100-pound size by crimping it too hard. Where you will know is by the look of the sleeve when it's all done. You don't want your crimp tool all the way to the edge of the sleeve. You want it more in the middle. You know, I like to say leave like an eighth of an inch or a 16th of an inch off of the end. And when you're crimping it in the middle, when you're done, you'll notice a distinct bite from the jaw of the crimp tool in the center of the crimp, and then the ends will flare themselves out.
Flare.
Yeah, and that's how you'll know you've done, you know, you got your line in an appropriate size sleeve, you're biting in the middle of the tool. I like to, I'm still for sure a proponent of burning the end of your monofilament, get that little mono ball on there, pull it way away, you know, so like the process would be, you know, find your right size crimp sleeve, run your line through it. If you're going to put a piece of chafing gear on there, tubing or spring, or if not, no difference, run your line back through, and then while you still have a bunch of slack, that's when you burn the end of your mono so that the heat is nowhere near the main line, it's just touching the end of it. Make sure that thing is completely cooled down. You know, lick your finger. Make sure there's no heat left in it so you're not bringing a hot piece of mono right next to your main line. Then run everything back down. Make your crimps loop the size you want it. Crimp it up nice and tough. If you've got a real long crimp sleeve, sometimes you get 2 or 3 bites out of your crimp tool. And if it's a real short one, just one good shot in the middle. Nice firm squeeze and away
single,
you go.
Single crimp? Double crimp?
One crimp that's done appropriately is all you'll ever need. A second crimp is nothing more than a failsafe, and there's nothing wrong with having a failsafe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
sure.
I think you let the situation dictate it a little. A lot of times, if I'm attaching a snap swivel or a pigtail or something super heavy duty to the kite clip, I'll put two on there. I know that the first crimp I did is never going to fail. But why not? What's it going to hurt? Yeah. It's out of the water. It's big gear. I'm not worried about being stealthy. If I'm crimping a hook on to try and fly line a sardine or want it to be stealthy looking, that's when I really prefer one very well done crimp. You know, if you're trying to be stealthy. And if you don't need to, man, give them the merch. Give them the commercial, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
My
that's
thought
is,
yeah,
no, that,
not
no,
saying,
good stuff.
And not to say that that's right or wrong. That's just what, that's
no,
just, that's
I think,
my thought.
I think,
yeah.
That's because a lot of people don't understand crimping, and that's, it's not hard. You have just have to learn
yeah.
to do it right.
And Daniel brings up such a good point. Like, you gotta, you know, in this day and age, when you jump on the San Diego for a full day trip, like, you should probably have a crimp tool. Like, you don't know if you're going to be flat falling that afternoon.
Yeah.
You probably should have a 130 or piece of 200 pound on there. And he's right. It should be crimped. I mean, that's the better application. So
yeah.
it's worth getting. I mean, that's a great. You know what it is? It's a perfect Christmas thing to throw.
Because
you could get a great crimping tool for $25. You can get a really high end one for $100. You know, it'd be something that, you know, anybody could get for somebody else and not spend a terrible amount of money.
Are there kits available? Are there good kits available? Good. That's the question. Are there good kits available?
Are
you better off piecing it?
Both is the answer. You know what I mean? There are for sure both kits available, but like a lot of our fishery, a lot of the kits are developed more for the way they do some of the rigging on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the kits that we get out here come with pieces, mostly in the terms of chafing gear, that you probably won't use. Like back East, they use a lot of thimbles.
Mm-hmm.
And thimbles are those like kind of horseshoe-looking pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just dumb. It's not like there's any real difference. But out here, we like to rig with a lot of like clear tubing and those small springs to provide the chafing gear, where on the East Coast they really like using those plastic thimbles and metal thimbles. And I mean, there's no real difference, but if you bought a kit, it would probably have more of that stuff that we don't use. But you know, buying a kit is nice because it's done and you got it.
Right.
So yeah, both are good.
Do you use chafing gear when you're crimping?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
it's
just one
added protection.
Added protection.
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal, right?
I mean, I would use it more than I wouldn't use it.
Yeah.
Just because it's providing that chafe gear versus on the hook when rubbing and stuff.
Yeah. Especially if you're going to use that same piece over and over again,
yeah.
too, right? Because you're going to attach your flyer or something like that.
Yep.
The more you do that.
Yeah, the more abrasion resistance it has.
Catch three or four 200-pounders on that thing, it's like still going to be good, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the beauty of fishing that heavy gear. Yeah, I mean,
we rarely change out our hook sets.
Wow.
He's got an added advantage, though. He's got a big sale Dale as a roommate.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you know, so Dale.
Dale's
like the best rigging guy we have at the shop, so he's got him as a roommate. So he's got that as an advantage.
He's always got us outfitted.
He always got us set up. That's cool.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach and a lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Cookup on the Let's Talk Cookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Cookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 Super Pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And When the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancherLandNarrow.com. It's unique.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.